People in Pakistan have staged a rally against the planned visit of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to their country. The protest was held in the city of Rawalpindi with demonstrators calling on the government not to allow the Saudi Crown Prince enter Pakistan. The protesters slammed the Saudi war on Yemen and called bin Salman a killer and a war criminal. The protests have been going on for the past few days in different cities. Strict security measures have been put in place in Rawalpindi as well as the capital, Islamabad. The Saudi prince has delayed his trip to Pakistan by a day. He is due to arrive in Islamabad on Sunday. Our correspondent Javed Rana says Pakistan is in no position to resent Saudi Arabia's foreign policy due to its own economic dependence on Riyadh.
I think Pakistan, frankly speaking, would not consider any other consideration other than its own economy, because there are more than 2.6 million Pakistanis overseas who are working in Saudi Arabia. And then every year, there are hundreds of thousands of people who go for Hajj and Umrah. And because of these reasons, the Pakistan's relation with Saudi Arabia are very interconnected. And Pakistan cannot afford to cause any resentment for the Saudis. And also, very importantly, in case there is a trouble in Pakistan's relationship with Saudi Arabia, that means what would happen with the 2.6 million Pakistanis who've been working there. And that means Pakistan need oil on deferred payments. So this can cause a lot of problems for Pakistan. So it is for Pakistan, it is unthinkable to cause any resentment for Saudis when it comes to having its foreign policy, when it comes to particularly looking after its economic interests.